Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Dan Hampton, an Arkansas Razorback who played as a Chicago Bears defensive tackle from 79 to 90, elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 02.
Ed Obradovich,
a U of I, Eli, and I drafted to the Bears in 1962, part of the NFL championship team of 1963.
Glenn Kozlowski,
a BYU Cougar who played 6 years on the Bears, specializing in special teams and wide receiver.
Mark Kernan. He's helpful.
Yes. Very helpful. Yes. Yes. There is that.
Welcome to the best Bears coverage, the Chevy Hampton OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Feel like I need to let the music just play until midnight when we're out here. Welcome in, Hamp, OB, and Kaz with you till midnight. Bears lose to the Packers 24-23. They led 20-0. They led 20-3. They led 20-10. They
did all they could.
They lost the football game.
You know, guys, look, as we walk in here, every Bear fan has got to have the same process here, which is, how the hell did that happen? And the great Ed Obradovich, sitting next to me, said, "I've been watching this stuff a long time." He said, "That was the most idiotic, devastating, broken down loss I can ever remember."
That's the truth. That ever. Is the truth.
And and you know what? As we talked in pregame about certain things and how we expected things to go, nobody expected a 20-0 lead with the ball halfway through the third quarter, and we lose the game. And in just a moment, back in the spring, we had a draft show, and Kaz and I listened as Ed Obradovich so saliently basically said, "I want to know if somebody asked, if Ryan Pace asked this new coach, Nagy, how do you have a home lead in a playoff game, what was it, 21-0?
21-3
at halftime.
And you lose the game. How do you do it? What the hell were you thinking?" And guess what, folks? The very first coaching night performance for the Chicago Bears, it is a carbon copy.
Popped up again. Up popped the double. When I remember making that statement, and I think Rick is trying to find it somewhere to pull it back up, but I because to me that was a setup. Pace, our general manager, he knew who the hell he wanted to hire. He wanted Nagy for whatever reason or reasons I don't know. You know, he went with that camouflage, Glenn, about interviewing one or two guys before, and then all of a sudden he goes to him, and bang, that night or the next morning, he's our head coach. I almost fainted. Here's the guy who is the offensive coordinator, okay, for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're playing at home. They got a huge stadium, 85, 90,000 people, and very rabid fans. Not as good as ours, but damn close. And they're at home in this playoff game, and they're playing against the Tennessee Titans, who have no business being in the playoffs. They're winning 21-3 at halftime. Nagy is the offensive coordinator. You know who won the game? The Tennessee Titans.
22-21. Beat them by 1 point late in the game. Came back and beat them.
That's Pace's buddy. That's who he wanted. And the reason why I'm talking and brought this up, the fact is this. Because I wanted to know from Pace, or whoever our geniuses were that were with them, did he ask Nagy that question? You're winning 21-3 at halftime. You got 30 minutes to go. You're at home playing against a team you should be walloping, and you get your backside handed to you, and you lose the ball game. And by the way, we're going to hire you as our next coach. Lo and behold, what the hell happens? The first game out of the box, because they're not playing. We never came out the second half to try to put this team away. We're winning 20-0, and we play tiddlywinks football with Green Bay. Guess what? How that guy, you're not a general manager. You can have all the press in this town love you and your cutesy little smile. Just look at your draft choices. Look at your free agencies and take a look. Take a look at your head coach and this coaching staff that went through an entire offseason, an entire exhibition season, and played nobody. And it comes to a game when you needed them in the fourth quarter. Just look at it again, people. Look at, if you get the films, look in the fourth quarter. You think we ran out of gas a little bit?
Oh, we were out of shape. Defense, as good as they played, and they played well. Let's give the defense props tonight.
Okay, they played great in the first quarter.
And Mac played well. Mac was an impact player. But in the end, poor coaching, poor decision-making by our general manager.
This
is a joke.
How many times did we try to get aggressive in the second half to put this team away?
We didn't try it at all.
We didn't do it at all.
We did
all these desperation throws at the end by the quarterback that Ryan Pace fell in love with, just like he fell in love with this head coach. And guess what we got for it? Heartbreak. And here's the bottom line, guys. The legend of Aaron Rodgers has grown exponentially tonight.
That's true.
Nobody in the world expected to see him in the second half, let alone come back 20-0 down and then manufacture a victory. And, you know, you got to tip the cap. I said in the pregame, we have been at a deficit in the coaching department for about 20 years. Every time we match up against the Packers, I hate to tell you, folks, nothing's changed.
Here's the worst part, too, and we'll break it down for you. But really, the failure started when the third quarter began. We're up 20-0, comfortably going along. And all of a sudden, Nagy decides to throw in all these new formations and throw the ball behind the line of scrimmage. And I mean, how many times do we have a third and one where we threw the damn ball and stopped the clock from running?
And it was an RPO.
Third and one, where
Trubisky was unsure of where to throw the ball, so he pulls it down. He's running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Because why? He wasn't prepared by doing this in the preseason.
That's exactly correct. I hope you people listen. You watch that game tonight. You watch Trubisky late in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. Did you see his throws?
Awful.
There were wounded ducks. He was so far off target. Why? Because just like Dan said, they never did anything.
They were
unprepared. You cannot walk out there and you think the good Lords are going to come down and anoint you guys that you're going to win this game. You're going to look great. Nobody's going to be sucking air. You're going to beat the Packers. You can't play football that way, folks. And I'm going to tell you what. Obviously, we have a coaching staff. We have a coaching staff that believes you can. That believes you can. And don't let anybody try to talk you or tell you any different. I don't recall seeing a lousy loss, despicable loss like this. When they should have came out after halftime, I'm talking
and
about the Bears.
Put them
and
away.
They should have taken it to the Packers. Rodgers is out, and they should have buried him. They should have buried him. Look at what the hell happened. Nagy.
But it was the same thing that kept Nagy from playing the offense and playing his starters in the preseason. An arrogance that they know everything and they know what's right and what's best. And you know what? You guys just shut up. Let us take care of this.
That's right.
And they were so unprepared in the second half. The defense of Green Bay made adjustments. Trubisky looked like a junior high quarterback running around, couldn't make a read, couldn't set his feet, couldn't throw a ball with any type of accuracy. And guess what? At the end of the day, all that little motion trickery, RPO crap blew up in his face and put us in a position where Aaron Rodgers becomes the legend.
He was under the gun to make these throws. I'll say it again. You people that take the game or whatever, go back and watch our team late in the third and in the fourth quarter. Look at Mitch Trubisky trying to make connection with the receivers. He wasn't, Glenn, you saw it. Yeah. He wasn't even close.
Well, here's the thing,
Why?
Too.
Why? Because they never practiced it.
Here's the other part of it, too. And, Mark, you pointed this out. He can throw to his right. He cannot throw to his left. He is inaccurate to his left side. I don't know why, but this kid can basically throw and throw a pretty solid pass early to his right. He can't throw to his left.
He didn't do it in the fourth quarter, Glenn.
No, well, that's, again, look, Ed, let's just talk about with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go, it's third and one, and he runs an empty backfield, basically, on third and one.
That was, to me, the most stunning thing of the whole night.
He did it three times in the second half, and we never got a first down.
You know,
and one first down.
You know who's calling those plays? Nagy.
That's our point. This is where it really showed his inability.
His arrogance.
Arrogance.
He thought that he could go out and trick them, and everybody go, wow, look how cool. No back. And then Trubisky's going to do the RPO and make a completion. You know, early on, Trubisky had a couple of good throws downfield, one to Robinson. Robinson made an amazing adjustment, made a great catch. But those were not great throws. They were good throws, but nothing where you go, wow. You want to watch some great throws? Look at the guy on the other side of the field. He made him all night.
You see some formations that they came out with? How about number 72? I think he's our tackle.
Our tackle,
right? Yeah. Our right tackle. You know where they had him lined up, folks? Like, we're going to trick the Green Bay Packers. They had him lined up at a wideout.
On the line.
At a wideout, okay? Oh, we're really going to trick you because we're going to put all kinds of people over to guard against 72 because he must be getting the ball. Massive, massive ignorance by this coaching staff. That was.
And here, look, we could backtrack again. I know we got to go to commercial break, but 312-981-7200. We'll talk about even the special teams at the end of the game. Constant or late in the game, horrific coaching. And that goes directly to Ryan Pace,
the
general manager that everybody loves because he calls you by your first name.
Right.
Hey, Ed, you like me? Well, Ed, that's a very good question,
well,
and I'll smile
courage.
At you,
he's got
Ed.
Courage,
hey,
don't you know?
Yeah,
Glenn, he's got courage,
big courage.
Pace, he's got courage.
Yes,
312-981-7200. Yes, Hamp and OB and Kaz are with you here. We would love to take your calls tonight with you till midnight.
What a fraud he is!
Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by your show. Chicagoland,
100%.
Presented by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Bears lose to the Packers 24-23. They led it 20-0.
They shouldn't let Nagy on the plane coming back. Let him walk.
They let it get away. All right, we're taking your calls next. And we
do. Ryan Pace could Uber home.
You know what? I miss John Fox now.
We need him?
We did not think we'd hear that tonight. We will hear OB. We've got your audio from what you said back in when they hired Matt Nagy at the draft. We'll play that coming back. 720 WGN.